Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 3rd of January. The Fruit of Feminine Eros. Eros is the Greek word for sensual or passionate love. It is the romantic love that springs from desire. Feminine eros is not merely a woman's longing for a romantic relationship with a man. For her, romance has a much broader application. It describes her desire for identity verification through the realization of a life that she has envisaged for herself. In relation to marriage, a woman directs this longing toward a man, expecting him to provide or to be for her what is necessary for the fulfillment of the romantic life she is cultivating in her image and likeness. The romance of being married and of having a family was the object of Leah's desire. Driven by this romantic ambition, she took the matter of marriage to Jacob into her own hands. Leah's exertion of control included the recruitment of Laban to her cause. Laban's support for Leah's agenda indicated that it was energized by a familiar spirit within his household. Leah's love for Jacob, particularly in the early phase of their marriage, was unrequited. The emotional distress that this caused her was only exacerbated by Jacob's overt preference for Rachel. Moses, the author of the book of Genesis, noted that the Lord saw that Leah was unloved. Notably, the Hebrew word that is translated as unloved in this passage actually means hated. Seeing that Leah was hated by Jacob, the Lord opened her womb. She conceived and bore a son whom she named Reuben, meaning see a son. Leah knew that the Lord was aware of her anguish, for she said, "The Lord Yahweh has surely looked on my affliction." However, instead of turning to the Lord to receive the word of her sanctification from him, she continued to seek identity verification through Jacob's affections. To this end, Leah believed that bringing forth a son would be pleasing to Jacob, increasing her appeal in his eyes. When she conceived, she said, "Now therefore my husband will love me." The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 30 verse 1 and Genesis chapter 29 verses 30 to 32. For further study, Genesis chapter 16.